This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Jesus is in the bloodline of David. How is he connected to the bloodline of David if he doesn't have an earthly mother and an earthly father?
No, he has an earthly mother, Mary.
I mean, yeah, and he has an earthly mother, but no earthly father.
Correct. But I have an article written on this, on Carm. Okay, if you go to Carm, why are there different genealogies for Jesus in Matthew 1 and Luke 3? What I do is I present the genealogy in Luke, the genealogy in Matthew, and I present them in two paragraphs at the top, and then Mary is from Luke, and Joseph is from Matthew. And both the genealogies of Luke and Matthew, you can trace them back to Abraham. They diverge after David.
Number 5.
So I have a friend, a very close friend, but I thought he was in the kingdom for like 20 years. Taught Sunday school, and I thought he believed everything that I believe and you believe, and was being considered for two congregations of being a pastor. But he kept showing me little indicators throughout the years. I just didn't want to believe it. So finally, I was upstairs at work, and somebody said, just ask him something, Joe. So I just went downstairs. I said, tell me something. Do you believe in the deity of Christ? He says, no. I said, do you believe in the virgin birth? He says, no. I said, do you believe in that you need Christ to be reconciled to God the Father? He says, no. So what I want you to tell me, just give me a brief summary of an apostate. I've never met one. I've heard of them. But when you actually meet one and you really, really know that they're in the kingdom and they're not, they're just an oddity to me. I just don't get it.
But no, he's not a Christian. He's a false convert. And you tell him he's a false convert.
Number 4.
If he denies the deity of Christ, John 8:24, Jesus says, unless you believe that I am, you will die in your sins. In John 8:58, he says, before Abraham was, I am. They picked up stones to kill him. In John 10:30-34, he says, I and the Father are one. They picked up stones again to throw at him. And he said, many good works, Father, I've shown you. For which of these are you stoning me? And he said, for good work we don't stone you, but for blasphemy, because you being a man think us about to be God. And so the deniers of Christ, them, he agrees with the deniers that he's not God in the flesh. You just need to tell him flat out, gently but appropriately, that he's not a true Christian, and that he's under judgment, and that if he dies now the way he is, he'll go to eternal damnation.
Number 3.
Okay, well, guess what I did. So towards the end of our phone call, good, I just said real casually, I said, now once you make that Hebrews 9:27 trip, I said, you know it's no do-overs, right? He says, I know. And I just casually said, you're lost. Real casual. And he went OFF on me. He went off. He's always so, Mr. Cool. But I saw a side of him I've never seen before. He went off on me. And more or less kind of hung up on me. I thought it was weird. It was just weird to me.
It's normal.
And he and I have
because
always, I'm sorry?
You called him out. You called him out on his sin and his denial. And you spoke the truth. And he reacted against it. It's not your fault. It's his. So, you know, you did what was right. And you need to tell him he's lost. If you see, again, if it comes up, you say, if you died right now, you go to hell. You've denied what the Bible says. You need to repent.
Number 2.
There are pastors who are saying that, like, in the Bible, during, like, Sodom and Gomorrah, that God didn't destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of homosexuality, but in hospitality. And that
stupid.
the men that were coming in to like rape the angels, it was more to like show their dominance. And there's a book called Unclobbered, and it's pretty much, it talks about Christians who have, were saying that when they were talking about homosexuals in the Old Testament and the New Testament, they were more talking about pedophiles and not homosexuality. How do I like rebut that?
First of all, I need to just say that such pastors who teach that are fools and servants of the devil. They need to repent. They need to trust in the gospel and believe what the word of God really says, instead of twisting it to serve the enemy of our gospel, Satan himself. This is foolishness. It's the fools getting into the pulpit, serving the devil, and they are imitators of the truth, and they need to be rebuked and kicked out of the pulpit, and they need to repent and come to the faith. That's what needs to happen. So sodomy is derived from Sodom, and we know what that means. It's from the part of God's judgment. And so they wanted to get in and do that to the angels of men, and they were forcing themselves in, and it's just insane. It just makes me mad when people do stuff like this. It's just horrible. And so when we go to Leviticus 18, I believe it is, it says, you shall not lie with a male as one lies with a female. It's an abomination. Mm-hmm. So it's an abomination in the Old Testament. It's an abomination in the New Testament. It's just how it is.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
You had the time of your life.
It's okay now. Goodbye, my friend.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.